Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting through some noise, really getting into a specific part of the outdoor world. We're talking hunting lease insurance and hunter safety.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking closely at the American Hunting Lease Association, AHLA. Seems like they're doing more than just, you know, selling insurance. Our sources show they're actively trying to shape how people behave out there.
That's exactly right. It's not just about marketing. We need to understand AHLA's dual role. They're definitely positioning themselves as the top hunting lease insurance provider, which is crucial with liability being such a big deal these days. But they've also tied that business directly to a mission of improving safety. We need to see how their policies work and why this partnership they have with Hunter Safety System, or HSS, is so central to what they're doing.
And here's what's really interesting for you listening. We'll get into the details of this big 100 Harnesses, 100 Days giveaway they ran. Plus, how their insurance is structured to protect everyone involved. And, maybe most surprising, the intense story behind their partner, HSS. Apparently, it involves a near-death experience, which really explains the passion here. Okay, let's dig into this business of access and safety.
Right. So, AHLA's core mission, based on what we're seeing, is pretty straightforward. Two main things. Helping hunters get reliable access to land and keeping both those hunters and the landowners safe.
Makes sense. Access is a huge issue.
It really is. And liability, well, that's massive too. Hunting leases today, they're often not just a handshake anymore, right? These can be serious agreements, thousands of dollars, lots of risk involved. So AHLA had to develop this specific set of insurance products to deal with those risks, you know, protect the person hunting, but also the person owning the land.
Okay, so let's break down that portfolio. What exactly are they offering? What kind of risks are they covering?
Well, they look at it from both sides of the lease agreement. For the hunters, the hunting clubs, the main one is hunting lease insurance, sometimes called club insurance. That's your standard liability cover if something goes wrong on the property. But they also have specific coverage for guides and outfitters because, well, that's a different level of risk when you're providing a professional service.
Okay, that covers the hunters and professionals. What about the landowners?
For the landowners, the lessors, they offer vacant land insurance. But critically, they also offer that same hunting lease club insurance.
Hmm. Interesting. They offer the same policy to both.
It shows they're really focused on making sure that liability piece is handled no matter if the land is just empty or if it's actively being leased out for hunting. It covers the core risk associated with hunting activity.
And AHLA seems pretty confident in their offering. They talk about having the simplest way to buy it, the best coverage, and making it affordable.
Yeah, they push the simplicity and affordability. But I think the really crucial part, the detail that loops back to access, is how they structure the landowner coverage. Get this. The hunting lease insurance the hunter buys. It covers the landowner, too, at no extra cost to the landowner.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Right. So think about it. If you're a landowner, maybe a little nervous about letting people hunt because of liability, this takes that worry away instantly. It makes it much easier for them to say yes to leasing.
That's smart. It basically removes a major roadblock, encourages landowners to participate, which ultimately means more access for hunters. It greases the wheels, like you said.
Exactly. It's a mechanism for making the whole transaction smoother and safer feeling for the owner.
And it looks like AHLA provides more than just the policies. They have a blog, a shock. They talk about how we give. There's something called Lease Spotter. Seems like a whole support system.
Yeah, those aren't just, you know, random website features. They all seem to tie back to that core mission of access and safety. Lease Spotter, for example, helps hunters actually find land to lease. So AHLA isn't just stepping in after a deal is made to provide insurance. They're actually trying to help make the deals happen in the first place by connecting hunters and land.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about facilitating the entire process. Now, let's shift gears a bit to that big safety campaign they ran. The 100 Harnesses, 100 Days, that sounds like a major push, especially leading into Tree Stand Safety Awareness Month.
It really was a significant effort. The sources show it ran for 100 consecutive days. The specific dates mentioned were June 23rd through September 30th.
Right up to the start of hunting season for many.
Precisely. That timing is key. September is Tree Stand Safety Awareness Month, so they were hitting it hard right when people start thinking about getting back in the woods, getting into those stands, and they were giving away one harness every single day, specifically the Shadow Harness model.
And they didn't do this alone. They partnered with Hunter Safety System, HSS. Who are they, and why was that partnership important?
Well, HSS is described pretty clearly in the material as the leader, really the top name in TreeStand safety harnesses, the rope straps, all the related safety gear.
So the best in the business.
Seems that way. And that's crucial for the campaign's credibility, right? AHLA is giving away top quality gear.
Yeah.
They also emphasize that HSS is run by people who are passionate hunters themselves, focused on safety, craftsmanship, ingenuity.
It makes the giveaway feel more genuine, less like just a marketing gimmick.
Exactly. It reinforces that this is about genuinely improving safety with reliable, life-saving equipment.
But there's more to the HSS story, isn't there? It's not just about being a successful company. The origin story is, well, it's pretty intense.
It really is. The sources state clearly that HSS was basically born out of a deep personal mission to keep all tree stand hunters safe. It wasn't just, you know, identifying a market need.
It was driven by something more profound.
Yes. And the catalyst, the thing that really sparked the whole company, it was a near-death experience.
Wow. A near-death experience led to the creation of the harness system.
That's what the sources indicate. Someone involved had a terrifyingly close call, a personal brush with disaster related to tree stand hunting. And that provided the impetus, the drive to create the hunter safety system harness.
That really changes things. Knowing that the gear people rely on came directly from someone surviving a potentially fatal situation, it adds a whole different layer. It's not just product development, it's rooted in preventing trauma.
It absolutely changes the context. That personal urgency, that lived experience, it explains why AHLA seems so genuinely enthusiastic about partnering with them. They mentioned being more excited about working with HSS.
It connects the dots, doesn't it? Between the practical business of liability insurance and this really passionate personal drive for safety that comes from HSS's background adds a lot of weight to the campaign.
Immense credibility, yes.
Okay, so we have this big giveaway driven by strong values.
Mm.
But how did AHLA tie it back strategically to their own business? It wasn't just charity, right?
No, definitely not just charity. It was quite cleverly structured, actually, designed to reward their existing members and encourage policy renewals. There were two main ways to get into the daily drawing.
What were they?
The first and most emphasized was automatic entry. Basically, if you were already an AHLA member and you'd either bought or renewed your policy that year, you were automatically entered. No extra steps needed.
Ah, okay. So reward the loyal customers.
Exactly. The second path allowed non-members to sign up specifically for the giveaway. But the primary mechanism clearly favored and rewarded the people already committed to AHLA's insurance.
That's the smart strategic move right there.
Yeah.
It directly links using their core product, the liability insurance, with a chance to win essential safety gear. It incentivizes renewals.
Precisely. Renew your policy, you might win a top-tier harness. It makes keeping your insurance active even more attractive. And at the same time, it constantly puts that safety message, the importance of using a harness, right in front of their entire member base.
So it becomes a tool for retention and for promoting safer practices. Win-win for them and hopefully for the hunters.
And they back this up elsewhere too. The sources mention related blog posts appearing around the same time, things like tree stand safety, a few tips to prevent accidents. So it wasn't just the giveaway in isolation.
They were reinforcing the message through educational content as well, driving the point home through rewards and information.
Correct. It's a combined approach. Incentivize, reward, and educate.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. For you listening, what have we learned here? We've seen AHLA operating on two fronts, as the main provider of hunting lease insurance and as a really active advocate for hunter safety.
We detailed their specific insurance products, four key types covering both hunters and landowners, navigating that complex liability situation.
We look at the sheer scale of that 100 Harnesses, 100 Days campaign timed perfectly for Tree Stand Safety Awareness Month in September.
And maybe most importantly, we uncovered how the drive for safety in this industry, represented by Hunter Safety System, can stem from something incredibly personal and intense, that near-fatal incident.
Yeah, that HSS origin story really sticks with you.
Connecting it all, what we're seeing is a smart friend, where access to something like hunting land requires specific insurance. Organizations like AHLA aren't just passively providing coverage. They're using these proactive campaigns, these giveaways tied to membership, to actively shape behavior, especially heading into peak season. It's about influencing safety culture.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to consider. Think about any high-risk activity you might enjoy, climbing, maybe motorsports, flying, anything. How much of the safety gear we now just accept, the stuff we take for granted, might have its roots not in some corporate R&D lab, but in one individual's terrifyingly close call, a personal brush with disaster that sparked an innovation to save others. It makes you appreciate that progress in safety often begins with someone's harrowing survival story.